Memorial Day usually kicks off Hollywood's blockbuster season, but this summer is tricky. Audiences may or may not show up, big theater chains can't open without new movies, and studios won't release new movies until theaters are open nationally. Still, critic Bob Mondello says industry observers expect the delayed summer movie season to start in late June, and on that basis, he's crossing fingers and doing a summer movie preview.
Here's what we will definitely not see this summer: Tom Cruise flying military jets in Top Gun Maverick, Vin Diesel beating on his little brother in Fast and Furious 9, a Minions prequel, a Ghostbusters sequel, and Marvel's version of Vampires. Will we survive? I suspect we will, especially since Christopher Nolan, whose Dark Knight trilogy and Dunkirk got audiences to seek out the biggest possible screens, has a time-bending espionage tale to lure folks back to theaters.
All I have for you is a word. Tell it.
As in belief or principle that brings people together.
It'll open the right doors.
As long as it opens theater doors.
Some of the wrong ones, too.
We're trying to prevent World War III.
Nuclear holocaust.
Yeah. No. Something worse.
Talk about capturing the current mood. That should get the summer going. Actually, there's a road rage thriller that's scheduled to open before Tenet. It's called Unhinged and stars Russell Crowe.
I don't think you really know what a bad day is. But you're gonna find out.
Other films about folks having a bad day include Sputnik, in which a Soviet astronaut comes back to Earth and discovers something's come back with him. Or rather, inside him. Also, Antebellum, in which an author, played by Janelle Monáe, thinks she's on top of the world.
We are the future. Our time is now.
Until she's somehow transported.
I'm coming!
To a plantation slave house in the 1860s, where the producers of Us and Get Out have some tricky problems for her to solve. And remember how the suspense flick A Quiet Place plunged us right into the action by starting on day 89 of the critter invasion? Well, A Quiet Place Part 2 takes us back to day 1.
What is going on?
It's okay, we're okay.
That's okay.
Where?
Mom?
Oh my.
Enough suspense. Need something gentler? Well, music soothes the savage breast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gordon Lightfoot!
Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind, leads a parade of music documentaries.
If there was a Mount Rushmore in Canada, Gordon would be on it.
He's a Canadian national hero, but he also speaks with a voice for anyone.
Also on tap, a Beatles documentary from Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson. For the film Get Back, Jackson was given access to 55 hours of previously unseen Beatles footage and 140 hours of mostly unheard recordings. Another documentary called Suzy Q has Suzy Quatro and her sisters remembering that era from their perspective.
It was right after watching the Beatles as neighborhood girls got on the phone. What about an all-girl band?
We were the earliest female group that rocked hard.
And the magazine that watched them rock hard is the subject of another doc, Cream, which called itself America's Only Rock and Roll Magazine.
Buying Cream was a little bit like buying Playboy. You didn't want your parents to see either one of them.
Other documentaries include Boys State, about a program that teaches high school students the practicalities of government and leadership, and John Lewis Good Trouble, about a legislator who lives and breathes the practicalities of government and leadership.
My philosophy is very simple. When you see something that is not right, not fair, do something. Get in trouble. Good trouble, necessary trouble.
The main characters in three World War II dramas would nod their heads at that philosophy. There's Summerland, about a folklorist who finds herself taking care of a young boy during the Blitz.
Who's in the house? His mother lives there.
You just have to wait, like everyone else.
How long?
It takes days, most likely.
Rocket Hunter, about a pilot on a mission to knock out the German rockets used in the Blitz.
Close the doors to the tunnel!
And The Painted Bird, about a Jewish boy seeking refuge in war-torn Eastern Europe. Dramas dealing with other eras include Tesla, an intriguingly eccentric 19th century biopic with Ethan Hawke as the electrical engineer who outthought Thomas Edison, The Sound of Metal, starring rapper Riz Ahmed as a rock drummer faced with sudden deafness, and Fatima, in which Professor Harvey Keitel interviews a nun who claimed in her youth to have seen the Virgin Mary on a hilltop in Portugal.
The
If someone were to say to you why what happened all those years ago had to have happened to you, how would you respond?
Because it was necessary.
And do you have any regrets?
I haven't done enough to please my mother.
Which mother?
That's a lot of serious films for audiences who are likely to be craving escapism. But rest assured, superheroes remain immune to COVID-19. Marvel's got some young recruits with X-Men potential in The New Mutants, though it's locked them up.
This isn't a hospital. It's a cage.
Together, we can get out of here.
And everybody's favorite Amazon is back in Wonder Woman 1984 with her boy toy.
I can save today. You can save the world.
Steve.
Now, Chris Pine's Steve died in the first movie, so something interesting is up. Also, Wonder Woman will be battling Cheetah, a woman villain, so the feminism of the first movie is intact. Gal Gadot is not the only gal doing battle this summer. There's also the formerly animated Disney warrior Mulan, now in live action.
Loyal, brave, and true. It is my duty to protect my family.
Mulan is aimed at a younger crowd. So are Disney's animated gorilla movie, The One and Only Ivan, a fresh remake of a children's classic, The Secret Garden, and what I suppose is a lesser classic, the latest SpongeBob adventure, Sponge on the Run.
Gary, I'm home! Gary? Gare Bear? Gary? Ooh, Gary! Have you seen Gary?
No.
Nope. Gary's been snail-napped.
There are laughs for adults, too. In The Truth, Catherine Deneuve has written a somewhat fanciful memoir, and Juliette Binoche is the truth-telling daughter who visits with family in tow.
The house looks like a castle.
It does.
Yes, even though there's a prison just behind it.
And speaking of truth-telling, the comedy The Climb is about best friends who are on a mountain bike ride when a truth comes between them.
Mike, I'm getting married. How awesome is that?
Awesome.
She loves me for who I am. And I love her for who she is. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her.
Kyle, I slept with her.
What? What do you mean slept? If I catch you, I'm gonna kill you.
I know, that's why I waited for the hill. Yeah, you got this.
Mike, shut up.
Best friends forever in The Climb, sort of like the high school pals who are back this summer for the first time in almost 3 decades.
Whoa.
Bill and Ted, middle-aged in Bill and Ted Face the Music. Think they've grown up? Have we? Only one way to find out.
Party on, dudes!
Socially distanced, of course. I'm Bob Mondello.